You're listening to 90.3 KEDM. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Chances are pretty good it's going to rain on your Mardi Gras parade this weekend. Rain will move across the state Saturday with winds up to 25 miles per hour. Also forecasted, National Weather Service is predicting up to 3 inches of rain across South Louisiana, 1 inch of rain across North Louisiana. Showers also forecasted for Sunday in the Pelican State. However, most Mardi Gras parades and the crew of Janus does roll rain or shine in the Twin Cities. Ruston Police is asking for help in locating a missing man. Michael Cooper is African-American. He was last seen January 18th on West California in Ruston, walking towards Popeyes. According to Ruston Police, Michael Cooper was reported missing by his family January 26th. Cooper's family says he suffers from mental illness. Anyone with any information on his whereabouts should contact Ruston Police. During his campaign for governor, Jeff Landry promised to get tough on crime and focus on New Orleans. He's announced a special legislative session. Landry's New Orleans Transition Council suggests a new police troop, Troop NOLA, which is supported by New Orleans Police Superintendent, would help the city's overworked police department.
We're going to have a crime session right after Mardi Gras. And part of that crime session is going to help us put in place the funding mechanism to get that troop up and running.
State troopers are traditionally a presence in New Orleans for major events like Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl. But Landry says the new Troop NOLA is intended to keep the whole city safe and protect one of the state's most valuable assets.
We are going to work with the legislature so that they understand that having a permanent troop in New Orleans is the only way that I see to keep the city safe over the next decade.
Landry and his council have not yet finalized their strategy for implementing Troop NOLA. They're waiting to hear from New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick and her staff. Landry says it's important to have a sound plan.
We want to make sure that the funding is in place. Look, for me, it's way more important that we aim before we fire.
The red-hot ULM women's basketball team heads to Fant Ewing tonight for a whiteout game. Fans are encouraged to wear white at 6:30 as the Warhawks take on Troy. The Warhawks have won their last six. Troy has won its last eight and their last 10 games in the Sun Belt Conference. Ja'Kayla Johnson netted a game-high 31 points over the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, and Ja'Kayla Johnson was selected as the Louisiana Sports Writers Basketball Player of the Week. Last week, she had a double-digit scoring performance and went 2-0 with the Warhawks. This is KEDM.